الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد من الفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, in Jannat there are 8 doors. Among the 8 doors, there is one door named Babur Rayyan. Babur Rayyan. Those people who kept fast in the correct way in the month of Ramadan and also Nafil fast, they will be given the opportunity to enter through this door. Babur Rayyan. Rayyan means freshness. Rayyan means freshness. In Ramadan, the most important thing a person feels for while fasting is water. If you don't give him food, he won't be worried about food, but what he wants? As long as when he's breaking his fast, he has water with him there, it freshens him up. It freshens him up. All his veins down here begin to freshen up. When you sit for iftar and you're breaking your fast, and then cold water, not hot water. When you drink cold water, you say from your heart, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rahmatullah. You told us that Tani Rahmatullah, whenever you drink water, drink cold water. And when you drink that cold water, you notice from your heart, you say Alhamdulillah. So when a person is fasting and how thirsty he is, at that time, he's only looking for water, no food. You don't give him food, no problem. The moment he drinks that water, life comes into him. Life. So when life comes into him, then thereafter having namaz, where the joy came from, life came to him. So when a person enters the door of Rayyan, what kind of life will come into him? If life comes into you here when you're drinking this water, and you're fasting for the sake of Allah, if life comes into you, then if you enter the door of Rayyan, the fasting people, what kind of life will come into you at that time? There will no end of like that. The freshness that will come into you. Only those people could experience those things that will keep fast. Those not keep fast, but they understand. Many a time you're sitting on your toes, you're sitting, for iftar. Some people are not fasting, they're sitting. But they're the first one to sit for iftar. But they're not experiencing anything. What you are experiencing at that time, that's why at that time, whatever dua you make, you must appreciate that time made for. Appreciate. So the Babur Rayyan is the fake door. One door is Rayyan, the door with the person who did it. In the hadith is mentioned two things which will intercede for a person on the day of Qiyamah. As-siyam wal-Qur'an yasbi'an bil-'abd. Qur'an and fasting will intercede for the banda. This fasting, if you appreciate it more and more, and the Qur'an you read more and more and appreciate and follow the whole Qur'an, this same Qur'an will take you to Jannah. fasting would tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, He made sure that we kept away from all eating and drinking. He had the means of hiding and drinking the water, but no. He had the means of eating food without no one looking, but yet He did not do those things. And not only that, He made sure that He kept away from His passion and desires. No passion and desires. Kept away. Oh Allah, I made Him wait, I made Him look up at it. I made sure He did not do all these things. And He followed me. Oh Allah, I'm interceding. Forgive Him. So appreciate the fast of yours. Appreciate in the way you're supposed to be. Stay like a fasting person. That your movement of all kinds will be only to Allah. The Quran will say the same thing, Ya Allah. At night He sacrificed His sleep. He did not want to come for Taraweeh, but He read Taraweeh. His desire was not, He was so tired from work, He came, He was so tired, but yet He came to read Taraweeh. After Iftar, He was so tired, He was not on the go also, but He went. He sacrificed so much and He waited. And He joined the Taraweeh of 20 rakats. And He does not want to sit, but He sat, sat down. And with all that day after He had the time to read the Quran, He read the Quran also. Whenever He feel time, He had Ya Allah, He opened the Quran. He wanted me, He wanted to recite me all the time. Every small time, every little time you have, you open the Quran, only Quran. Oh Allah, I become so close to Him. I am interceding for Him that He has done all that for my pleasure. Oh Allah, I intercede in the forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to these two, fasting and the Quran. And just imagine through these two things, Allah will forgive you. Allah will forgive you. Most fortunately, that person who will recite the Quran, the month of Ramadan, Masjid, throughout the year. But most fortunate that person, he recite the Quran, month of Ramadan. Every moment he sat in a car to let off. He's waiting for someone to say the Quran. And the business also, the business is quite open the Quran also. His office to him, Quran also. I know so many people of that kind of professionals, they got the Quran in the office. If you look at them, you don't think they are the professionals, you look at someone else there. But it's Quran. So, this is what we are supposed to do. And you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His favor is so much on us. The simple action that we do, that becomes a way for Jannah. Rewarding. So simple acts. Is this act difficult? Simple acts. If you only just do these simple acts, Allah give you high reward. And leave alone that. To that extent you can go that you can get forgiven of all your sins. If a person knows how to live in the month of Ramadan, it can mean for him the whole month of Ramadan, he can have all his sins forgiven. If we can be among those people. The biggest thing in the month of Ramadan is to purify one's soul. To purify one's soul. Everything else, the most valuable thing, you know, the whole body, you got everything you got, but the most valuable thing is to purify your soul. If a person does not purify his body in the sense of, you know, nourish his body in the sense of, I'm talking about the skeleton, you're the skeleton. If a person does not pay attention to his skeleton, because today people pay attention to his skeleton. So the skeleton is the body where they got time to go to, what do you call those places? Gyms. All kind of gyms they're doing to put their body like this and like that and like that and like that. If they don't do that at all, but if they purify their souls, they achieve everything.
The person, all he goes to the gym and he did everything, but he did not do what he's supposed to do, the right thing. Then you must tell him, you can't call a person a man. You never become a man. Allah Ta'ala has brought like zakat to purify your wealth, zakat. Man must be able to be happy to pay zakat, he must not feel hard to pay zakat. The person who feels hard to pay zakat is unfortunate. He must be very happy, I'm giving my zakat, my wealth has been purified. You know, in India, in Saharanpur, where Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah, the whites, you know, they had the industrial place, all the factories there. And that thing caught on fire. Everything getting burnt, they got hold of the whites there. They all stay exactly where we are in Calcutta. Your factories will burn down, the factories burn down, they get worried. One white person, not a Muslim, they told him, his worker ran to him and told him, you know, your factory is on fire. He did like not hear it. Not hear it. On and on telling him, he didn't pay attention at all. If you hear Khuda na kare, you Allah forbid, you hear your factory on fire, what you do? You run. He just said no interest at all. But his worker tell him, I came right from Delhi, from Saharanpur to Delhi, to inform you that your factory is getting burnt. And you say, you know what? He said, my factory cannot get burnt. So what do you mean by that? He said, I give zakat. He's not a Muslim, but he's following the Muslim law. I give zakat. It can never be that my factory gets burnt. When he went there, all the factories were burnt, his factory was not burnt. And Allah takes care of someone. If you want your wealth to be pure, do not forget to give your zakat. Do not forget to. If you give your zakat, and if Allah gave you more than that, give more and more. Give more and more, but do not give zakat. So zakat is something that purifies one wealth. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala has brought about fasting to purify your soul. To purify your soul. There's no such thing Allah Ta'ala loves, you know, that you must keep away from eating and drinking. If Allah Ta'ala really loves you to keep away from eating and drinking, to stay hungry, He told you keep fast the whole year. But He's given you a specific time to keep that fast for a reason. There's a purpose for it. Whenever Allah Ta'ala does a blessing in that, there's a blessing, the purpose of that. And what was the purpose? To bring about a control in yourself, in your egos and desires. To bring about a control in the egos and desires and nafs. Your nafs will be controlled. You must be able to control your nafs. Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity in this great month of Ramadan that I'm giving an opportunity to control your nafs. You know your nafs is chasing you all the time. You follow your nafs. Your nafs says, don't do this, do that. You're just doing it all the time. Now you say, hey nafs, you hold on. I don't follow you anymore. Your nafs will tell you, don't read namaz, you don't read namaz. Your nafs will tell you, don't do this, don't do that. Your nafs will tell you, commit guna. Now it's a good. So the purpose is to control yourself. And the month, what is it? Just imagine a person, if he does not have control of his tongue, he begins become vulgar to everyone, he swears everyone, he speaks anyhow to anyone, he should disrespect everyone. No one will look at his face. No one will talk about him. No matter how handsome he is. They don't want to look at his face. Why? Because the quality that he has in the life. Likewise, if I'm hand to a person, they want to hit everyone, break everything, with the house, they start breaking everything, hitting everyone. Now, what will be the outcome of that time? So, the right thing for that, that you feel every part of your body looks like this, the same thing that I come to know. The right thing for you to put yourself right, Allah prescribed is fasting. Fasting got everything. Where now you'll be controlling yourself. But when you're fasting, you must know the one ibadat that you can speak to tell anyone. See, if someone fighting with you, say, I'm fasting. You have to remind him of fasting. That's why in the time when a person is keeping fast and controlling his nafs with his eyes and everything. Now when a time he's fasting and he's walking around, you see the most beautiful woman too. His desire must be not to look at her. You must not look at it at all. Because Allah Ta'ala has changed the shayateen. If the shayateen have been changed, it's you yourself, you're not seeing the culprit now. Don't blame the shaitan for them. The culprit is you yourself. Now your nafs become so strong that you must not follow it at all, must not repeat. No matter how much it is. By you doing all these kind of things, in other words, controlling of your eyes, control your tongue, I'm going to speak like this, I'm going to speak like that, all this I'm telling you. You now, that's why they say the biggest thing is, the root is the heart. The root is, if your heart is strong, controlled by your heart, everything else is controlled. Because every morning, the whole all part of body, they beg in front of the heart, please you stay straight. If you stay straight, we all be straight. So you have to have the control of your heart that will do something. My nafs saying, I'm going to look at that woman, I'm fasting, I'm not doing. Not only in the month of Ramadan, man has to be strong in the sense that this month of Ramadan is to discipline yourself for the next 12 months. Man have discipline only for this month and that. The next month he's going to commit all kinds of wrongs. What have he achieved? He achieved nothing. All his bad habits, all sins now have to come out of his life. So you make him control himself. So when he begins to control his eyes, he begins to control his tongue all the time, fighting himself, the heart is controlled. The heart says, don't do it, you will not do it. You know, this ke dil mein khatak wahi asar. The moment you want to see something and say, don't do it, you must abide to it. You know that reminder is from Allah Ta'ala. If a person when he's going to commit a sin and a thought coming to him, don't do it, is an invitation of Allah. And that invitation of Allah, if you appreciate it, will remain with you. If you don't appreciate it, it will go away from you. So that person is very fortunate the moment he will commit a sin, don't do it. This can be in the khatab. You know that atab came in your heart, don't do it. Your heart saying, remember, I'm not going to do it, no matter what happens. Continuously doing those things make you happy of that kind, then you can time will come. Inshallah, it will become part of the life. And then become adat, with adat become ibadat. The month of Ramadan is purify our souls. Purify your souls as far as possible. Control your nafs. Do not use your hand in the wrong places. Do not use your eye in the wrong places. Do not use your tongue in the wrong places. And the only way is Quran, tilawat. Keep away from people. When it's necessary to meet, not necessary not to meet at all. In that way, your Ramadan go very well. In the time of iftar, make not a dua, but all now, you're kept as a meet. Take stock of yourself in time of iftar. Think of what wrongs you have done, if you have done. Because remember, every night, a farishta is shouting out there, calling out there, oh my, the doors of Jahannam is closed. Allah has opened the door. Ask for whatever you want, ask good, but keep away from that. Keep away from that. And the person doing bad says, what's happening to you? The farishta say, what's happening to you? When the door of Jahannam, what's happening? You got the opportunity to put this. How come you still do that? Yet you find our society, so many people in the month of Ramadan are not keeping fast. Not keeping fast. Without any valid reasons. There's no muhabbat today. There's no love for the day. They not know what they are losing. In Madinatul Munawwara, one person, one Yahudi, his son was in the month of Ramadan, his son was eating from public. The person hit the father, hit the son, so hit him. Don't you know that look at the Muslims are fasting? Why don't you respect them? If I'm not mistaken, to learn Allah gave Jannah in Iman. So we have to learn to respect our deen. No one else has respect for it. And respect our deen means to follow it. Fasting, you got in Allah, you don't know how many sickness a person got sickness in your quickly fast, all the sickness goes away too. Leave alone your soul being pure, your sickness also go away too. And disciplines you. And the biggest thing that you got to learn, what is hunger also? What is?
and what the people are going through.
You begin to appreciate the food. You begin to think now, look, I'm eating this food here, yeah, Allah, some people on the road are not eating food. You begin to appreciate. So much appreciation is given to you in the month of Ramadan. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, Amal Qindh, Tawfiq, Asana, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.